From the Blue Ridge Mountains to the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia is a mecca for outdoor travel and adventure. Virginia Outdoor Adventures podcast is the ultimate guide for local outdoor recreation, including hiking, camping, kayaking, and so much more. Get the information and the inspiration to plan your own adventure right here in Virginia. I'm your host, Jessica Bowser. Have you ever longed to conquer the great outdoors but felt a need to brush up on outdoor skills? Unlock the secrets of Virginia's natural playground with Diego Riffle and Sarah King, outdoor educators with Virginia State Parks. We'll reveal how the Let's Go Adventures program is making outdoor activities accessible while also helping experienced adventurers improve their skills. Diego and Sarah will guide you through hands-on programs like kayaking, fly fishing, orienteering, archery, hiking, and camping, designed to instill confidence and ensure your time outside is as safe as it is unforgettable. We take an inspirational look at the lasting impact of Let's Go Adventures, a future where the skills learned lead to a lifetime of independent exploration, lasting memories with family and friends, and a deep connection with nature. Let's go. Diego and Sarah, welcome to Virginia Outdoor Adventures.
Thank you for having us. I'm so excited.
Thanks for having us, Jessica. It's great to be here.
What do you love about Virginia's outdoors?
I love the diversity of our ecosystems in Virginia, the fact there's so much to do and explore through every season. I grew up here in Virginia in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I grew up paddling in the crystal clear waters, those rock bottom rivers, exploring caves, cave country, and hiking over ridges and valleys. From there, all the way down to like our beaches and wetlands and the Chesapeake Bay, there's so many beautiful outdoor spaces and state parks to visit, so many different modes of outdoor recreation to try out here. It's kind of mind-boggling.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. You know, I wasn't fortunate enough to grow up here in Virginia. I grew up in Texas, but the past few years that I've spent here in Virginia, I've just become obsessed. From the mountains to the coast, it's just everything in between. It's addicting. It really is. I mean, whenever the fall colors set in, the fish start running, then I start coming out. And then when it gets warm, you know, get down to the coast and just swimming, kayaking, it just invokes any kind of experience to just run outside and have fun.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's super unique about Virginia is that we have state parks in all of the areas. So no matter where you live in the state, there's a state park that's near you, and you can experience all these different landscapes that you just mentioned by visiting a Virginia state park.
Absolutely.
Virginia State Parks launched a new program called Let's Go Adventures. Tell me about it.
We have created our Let's Go Adventure programs that we're offering statewide throughout all of our state parks. They are just going to be some programs that are going to help break down some barriers for first-time participants. You know, our goal is to teach folks, you know, skills and build the confidence needed to recreate in all of our parks, whether it be various modes of recreation like camping, hiking, orienteering, archery, fly fishing, and there's one more. What is it, Sarah?
Kayaking. Yeah. The general public can join in to any of these programs. We'll tell you later on how to find the complete listing of them. We'll give you the webpage. But the cool thing about this program is that we have a mobile unit and we have a lot of equipment that we bring with us. So that basically means that you don't have to come in with any experience. You don't have to come in with any equipment, and you can try something brand new for the very first time. And hopefully you'll gain some skills and knowledge that will empower you to try this again. That's our goal. But if anything, you'll just get to come out to a state park and have a unique experience and a fun time. We're also really proud of how accessible these programs are, because you can try a sport that might be a little less attainable, like fly fishing and all of the expensive equipment. You can try this without having to own any of that equipment yourself. So there's a whole lot of good reasons to check out one of our Let's Go programs. And because we're offering them in so many different state parks, they'll probably be one that's pretty close to you too.
Yeah, Diego and Sarah, you recently invited me to participate in one of these programs, and we went fly fishing at Shenandoah River State Park, and we had a blast. And we were just talking about this while we were together, is that although these programs are designed for beginners, it's not necessarily just for beginners. Like, I don't consider myself a beginner outdoors person at all. But I was so excited to be able to go fly fishing because I simply don't own the gear, right? Like, I was just telling you that I love fishing, but I don't own fishing gear. So if I want to go, I usually have to find a friend who's willing to take me and already owns the gear, will let me borrow it, or I have to pay for a guide. And guides are really expensive. But now there's these programs that allow people to participate without those barriers. So I got to go fly fishing and it was awesome. We had a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so funny you had mentioned too, something along the lines of if you really want to try one of these things, it's almost a huge commitment and getting the gear and really trying to like learn things on your own and getting guides, like you had mentioned. But you know, through these programs, it's going to be easily accessible. You don't have to purchase anything. You don't have to do anything. You just show up and let us show you the ropes. And if you like it, cool. Now you've unlocked a new experience and a new mode of recreation in the outdoors. And if not, you know, at least you could say you tried it and created some memories.
Truly, anyone can join one of these programs. That's the beauty of the Let's Go Adventure programs. They are free. We provide all the equipment needed, and the programs can be adapted with accessibility in mind. So truly everyone can participate. You don't have to have any prior experience. They are designed as an introductory experience. But if you already have experience in this type of recreation, then you can still build skills. We recently had a hiker who's very experienced join us on our Let's Go Hiking program in Machacamaco State Park. And she learned about a couple pieces of gear that she hadn't considered packing for like a pretty long, arduous hike in Machu Picchu. That was really great feedback to hear from this participant, that they learned something new that they hadn't considered. That being said, the only limitation, I would say, only children 10 years up can participate in some of our programs. And other than that, pretty much anybody can join.
I will say, you know, all of our programs for our Let's Go Adventures are free, except for our Let's Go Kayaking. We only are expecting a $15 per person, but that is because that is an entire full ACA level 1 8-hour course, which is a bargain for most of those courses because different organizations that offer those kinds of classes will charge 50 and up. So it's accessible in that aspect as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because this is not just like a ranger-led program that you would just expect to get in the kayak and go floating down the river. This is an actual course. Like, you are learning things. So what types of things can participants expect to learn during a Let's Go Adventures program?
Yeah, what a question. I mean, a lot of it is gear. We will talk about most of our programs we'll start off with a gear rundown. We'll give you the basics of here's what we recommend you using, whether, let's say, if we're talking about hiking, for example, we'll talk about some of the gear that comes along with hiking in regards to different modes of backpacks, how big you should go versus what the distance you're going to be traveling is, to the various things that go inside the backpacks. We talk about different kinds of hiking boots, various like cloths and materials on your shirts and your socks, and what works better versus others. And then we start getting into various skills and things to take into consideration when you're, you know, recreating in the outdoors, specifically leave no trace principles. We implemented a lot of leave no trace principles throughout every one of our programs just to get everybody a little bit more acclimated to leave no trace and figuring out ways to, you know, safely recreate in the outdoors for yourself and to safely outdoor recreate in the outdoors for the environment around you. And so it's just kind of like a win-win in that aspect.
And as the guides for the programs, what skills and credentials do each of you have?
Our team is really experienced and we have a lot of training and a lot of credentials. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about our supervisor. So I want to give Sammy Zambon a shout out. He has a huge amount of experience. He's been with state parks for more than 20 years, and he's a very skilled canoe and kayak guide and instructor. I have 10 years of experience as an outdoor educator and park interpreter in parks from Hawaii to Vancouver, Canada. Diego has worked for state parks for 2 years and has a great deal of experience fishing, kayaking, and camping throughout Texas and now across Virginia. And as far as like our nitty-gritty certifications, we are certified interpretive guides by the National Association of Interpreters. We are Leave No Trace Level 1 instructors, USA Archery Level 1 instructors, and we are American Canoe Association Level 2 kayak instructors. So we have a really great team to offer these programs. When Diego and I are the leads for these programs, I'm kind of most interested in the natural history side of things, while Diego has a great deal of expertise in all these different modes of outdoor recreation. So I think we're like a really balanced team when we lead these programs together.
Anybody who participates is definitely in good hands with the both of you.
We try. We're going to make sure that everybody feels safe. They can feel like we're going to take care of them throughout our program and, make sure they have a good time, create some memories.
Looking to escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Look no further than the inviting rivers and trails of Campbell County. Located just south of Lynchburg, Campbell County is a hidden gem in the heart of central Virginia. What I love most about Campbell County is the easy access to both the James and Stanton Rivers. It's a paradise for river adventures. My favorite way to explore the water is by leisurely floats and paddles on the James River from downtown Lynchburg to Campbell County. If you're a nature lover like me, the undeveloped shorelines of the Stanton River provide abundant birding and wildlife watching opportunities. Thrill seekers can conquer the exhilarating Fish Trap Class 3 Rapids and Cat Sluice Rock Class 2 Rapids. Fishing enthusiasts can try their luck on the bountiful Stanton River, which can produce trophy-sized catches of striped bass, while catfish can be well over 50 pounds. If you prefer to stick to dry land, mountain bikers will enjoy the challenging trails along Candler's Mountain. For a gentler adventure, relax to the sounds of nature along the riverside trails of Long Island Park or English Park in Alta Vista. Experience the outdoor beauty of Campbell County while participating in the world's largest high-tech treasure hunt, geocaching. Download the digital GeoTrail Passport and begin your adventure seeking out 20 geocaches placed in locations that will immerse you in fun, authentic Campbell County experiences. Earn custom gold coins for finding all 20 caches. Splash, explore, relax. Click on Visit Campbell County in the show notes of your listening app to plan your Campbell County getaway. Shall we jump into the descriptions of the different programs that people can participate in?
Let's do it.
All right, let's kick it off with camping because I know it's a really popular activity and I'd love to hear what you're going to be teaching in the camping programs.
Our Let's Go Camping program is going to be, a very, very intro to course for folks who have never experienced camping before and or who has experienced a little bit of camping but would like to learn a little bit more to either up their game or figure out some other materials or gear that they could probably add to their arsenal. We kind of try to answer questions along the lines of how do I select and set up a tent? There's a lot of folks, especially folks that we've run into at Great American Campout at Sky Meadows who have never set up a tent before, and we've helped them out there. They've attended our programs. We've talked about various tents that you can get into that make it a little bit more accessible for folks who might be in wheelchairs or for folks who can't carry heavy things. We talk about all the different kinds of things that you can get into. We also talk about price ranges. What is more feasible for folks who are really into camping or folks who are just wanting to try things out? We're not going to tell you to get a $400 tent, We also talk about, answering questions of what do I need to make my campsite more comfortable? What are rules and etiquettes that are, safe for camping? All the equipment that we will be providing for these programs are just various types of sleeping bags, tents, sleeping pads, even cots, kind of just give you a selection, a wide selection of what you can get into if you wanted to go camping. Some folks like to glamp while others like to sleep in the bare rocks like me. We kind of go into camping stoves, flint and steel, teach folks how to start a fire, start a campfire. Yeah, it's a great time. It's really, really an immersive program. We really try to get folks to get on their, get on their hands and knees and set up their sites, talk about leave no trace principles all throughout, like I mentioned. It's a great program.
The camping program, and I guess really maybe all of these programs, seem to me like the perfect thing to bring a friend or a partner or a child with you. Like, let's say you are already experienced in camping, but you want your friend to go with you, but the friend is uncomfortable. Like, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to bring that person to this program and have them learn in a setting where they can learn to put up the tent and figure out what gear they need and how to use it so that you're not asking them to do something that might feel overwhelming or uncomfortable for them, so they can learn it in advance and then join you on these kinds of adventures in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely been times where we have gone camping with folks who have never camped before. And yeah, jumping right into it without any kind of prior knowledge is a little intimidating. It is a little, it kind of keeps you from experiencing it the way that it should be experienced, which is fun. And, without any kind of interruptions based off of your knowledge and skill. But absolutely, there's been so many times folks have joined the program with their families or friends who were just like, I guess I got dragged out to this and ended up loving it and getting so much out of it. It definitely is really good to bring out some folks who have never experienced camping before or any of these programs. It really does kind of help them just kind of shake off some dust or shake off those like first time trying something out. It's always best to have like a good instructor to kind of just show you the ropes instead of jumping into things blindly.
I'll bet you probably get a lot of similar participants in the hiking program too, because I'm always, and this is just me, I've been hiking like my whole life. So sometimes it still surprises me when people say that they're uncomfortable hiking alone or they're nervous about trying it out on their own. But then I have to remind myself, not everybody's been doing this forever. So there are going to be people who feel more comfortable in a group setting and learning. And we had such an interesting conversation when we were together the other day. The person that you mentioned earlier, who was training to hike Machu Picchu and is an experienced hiker, but who still showed up to your program and learned something. So tell me a little bit about what someone can expect in the hiking program.
We're going to go over a lot of the basics, a lot of skill building to prepare you if you don't feel empowered or prepared to hike on your own. Or maybe you're a really seasoned hiker, but maybe your gear is a bit older. You might learn about some new cutting edge gear that you didn't know about before. Just tips and tricks that we can share. And it's give and take. Sometimes we learn from participants as well. But basically, you are gonna learn how to prepare for your hike, what to carry in your pack. We're going to bring a lot of equipment to show you, talk about what to carry in your pack and how to pack it. Basic stuff like how to read a map, how to become oriented to the outdoor space that you're in, or the park that you're in. We are going to weave in leave no trace principles along the way. So this is something that we kind of like subtly bring into all of our programs, but the leave no trace practices are basically just going to help you to reduce your impact while you recreate outdoors. And it's just a great way to respect the natural world and also other fellow outdoor enthusiasts. So then we'll actually go on a hike and explore the park together. And this can kind of be a bit of a choose your own adventure. So we might talk a little bit about the park's natural or cultural history. We might explore a few leave no trace ideas and activities. We might have like wildlife sightings. Yeah, that part is a little bit less structured, but always a fun time. Yeah, overall, it's a great program for pretty much anybody. And if you just want to do like a ranger-led program, if you're really into that too, this is a great program for you as well.
Have you heard the news? Virginia State Parks just launched Wandering Waters Paddle Quest. The Wandering Waters of Virginia connect communities and people across landscapes and through time. From mountain streams and lakes to tidal rivers and bays, the waters of Virginia provide an endless source of adventure and fun. So get on the water and explore at a Virginia State Park. Here's how it works. Visit a Virginia State Park and participate in a paddle-based adventure in one of three ways. Join a ranger-guided paddle program. Rent paddle equipment from the park and go on a self-guided tour. Or bring your own equipment and design your own paddling experience. After your visit, log into the State Park Adventures page to record the date of your visit and start earning prizes. There are 41 state parks, with 31 offering the PaddleQuest program. You must visit the Know Before You Go section on each park page before visiting and check with the park about operating hours and availability. Remember, park rentals are subject to change due to staffing, water, and weather conditions. Check your show notes for the link to Wandering Waters Paddle Quest, and I'll see you on the water. Kayaking, I'll bet, is a really popular program. What can people expect in the kayaking adventure program?
Oh, all fun things, that's for sure. Kayaking is going to be a full-on level one ACA, American Canoe Association course, which is going to be an 8-hour program. Some of these will be all in one day, or some of them will be divided in two different days or two separate days, one in the morning, one in the other morning on the next day. But we really just try to cover the basics of paddling skills, you know, including how to select and fit your PFD, different types of kayaks, what kind of kayaks best suits you, sit on top, sit ins. We can get into different kinds of, you know, planning and safety protocols of how to plan your trip, how to safely enter and exit your boat, proper paddling strokes. We start getting into also rescues. Rescues are a big portion, which is my personal favorite thing to do during our programs, is teaching folks how to do self-rescues in the water. Say you flip over and you haven't gotten inside a boat when you're in water that you can't touch the floor. And so we teach you how to do that on your own. And we also teach you how to do in-water rescues to other folks who have capsized in the water. You can help them out, give you different methods on how to do that. You know, it really is just trying to cover all the basics to get people more comfortable kayaking. A lot of folks aren't as comfortable as we are. And I know all of us are pretty comfortable in that sense. So, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have just never really gotten to get into kayaking as much. We provide all the equipment, PFDs, paddles, and kayaks. Everybody should be expecting to get wet, since you are going to be practicing some self in-water rescues. So it's really just going to be a really good time. Limited participants is going to be about 10. We can only have 5 participants per instructor. Of course, age limit 10 and up.
This would be really great for anybody who is participating in Paddle Quest, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that was kind of our idea too. Our supervisor, Sammy Zambone, is definitely ahead of the game in regards to planning all of this.
If you're going to do Paddle Quest, which for anybody who doesn't know, Paddle Quest is a new-ish program by Virginia State Parks. It's similar to Trail Quest in that it encourages people to visit parks, but instead of just hiking or doing other programs, you're actually getting on the water and you're paddling. So what a great way to prepare yourself for Paddle Quest. Now, there are ranger-led programs, of course, that people can participate in as part of Paddle Quest, but wouldn't it be really great if you could, you know, learn to be comfortable on the water on your own so that you can get on the water other times when there aren't ranger-led programs and you can explore on your own.
Exactly. I mean, that's the goal of that's our mission, is to get folks to be more comfortable in doing these things on their own so they can start having their own adventures.
You and Sarah make it so fun and interesting, just like you did for my fly fishing program. So let's talk about that.
When you join our fly fishing program, we are basically going to help you kickstart your start to learning fly fishing. You're going to learn the basics or review the basics. You're going to learn how to select gear, make your cast, and eventually catch a fish. So you will have the chance to practice casting. You will learn how to tie on the fly that you select. And then we'll head to the water and put together the skills you've gained. Plus you'll learn a few tips and tricks so that hopefully you will land a fish. I do just want to mention, we supply all of the gear for all of our programs, except there's one thing that you'll probably want to bring for fly fishing, and that is your own waders. So if the program's on a warm summer day, you might be fine. without waders, but for those cooler temperature days, you are definitely going to want to have waders so that you can spend as much time as you possibly can in the water, practicing all the skills that you've gained.
Can someone fly fish from the bank if they don't have waders?
You definitely can. You just want to make sure there's not a lot of brush or trees or people or any kind of structure around. You do need a little bit more space, which is why we recommend using waders, because if you get out in the middle of a body of water, more than likely there's not a tree sticking out behind you. And so it is possible to fly fish from the bank, but as long as the area allows it and there's not a lot of trees, absolutely fish on.
I would say for anybody who thinks that they might want to really get into fly fishing, like that investment is not necessarily critical, but it's something that will enhance your experience because being in the water, there's just something like so soothing and meditative about standing in the middle of the water and really concentrating on trying to catch something as opposed to just standing on the bank. It's a totally different experience.
Yeah, you're right. It's like truly an immersive experience to go in the water.
I want to talk about the Orienteering program. I think of all these programs, this is the one I probably really need to sign up for because I think I know the least about orienteering. So tell us about this.
Yeah, orienteering. It's definitely it was very new to me whenever I first started learning about this, but now I'm like, oh, I want to do it everywhere. So our orienteering program is going to be just teaching folks the basics of how to read a map and compass, how to use them together. We talk about different pacing distances, how to count and calculate your paces, and like the correct way to navigate through cross country, also while implementing leave no trace principles, of course, got to keep on adding that in there. We're going to provide all the compasses. We're going to try to provide some topographic map examples of what you might find in areas that you could be orienteering in. We will do a small little activity that will introduce you and get you a little bit comfortable with finding your bearings on the compass and being able to adjust your compass and figuring out where you're going. And then once we're all comfortable and we all pass this little activity, then we'll go to and go through a small little mini orienteering course that we would set up around the state park.
Yeah, I've only participated in orienteering once and it was a training. And I feel like this is something that you need to do over and over to learn how to do it well. Like if you handed me a map and a compass now, I wouldn't even know what to do with it. Like I have forgotten everything that I learned from that one course. If somebody takes one of these program or signs up for one of these programs, could they come back and do it again? Like let's say they wanted to learn more, they really enjoyed it. Could people sign up again and again?
Definitely. I mean, the more you do it, the better you're going to get. And especially if you do it at another park, because our programs are not just at one specific state park, but at different state parks, then you just get a free pass to try out a new orienteering course at a different, different environment.
That's fantastic. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up for a bunch of the orienteering programs all over the state. It'll give me an excuse to get on the road and visit some parks I maybe haven't been to in a few years. And the last program that we're going to talk about is archery. I know this is really popular at some parks. What can people expect in the archery program?
This is a really popular one. It often fills up, and this is one that registration is re required. So definitely, if you want to join the archery program, jump on that. So the great thing about this program is that even if you have never picked up a bow, we are going to teach you the steps of success for shooting. By the end of the program, you will at least be able to hit the target. You might not be hitting bullseyes, but you will be able to hit the target. So this program is based on USA Archery, kind of based on their introductory program. So you are going to find your draw length. We're going to introduce you to the gear, and we're going to teach you all of the proper safety and shooting techniques. And so after you learn all of the basics, and we're going to go down the row one by one and make sure that everyone gets their practice shot in and they are ready to start shooting on their own. So after that happens, you are going to get the chance to shoot on the archery range. You're going to get to practice shooting, and we might even play a few games to reinforce the skills that you learned.
The official Virginia Outdoor Adventures merch store is back. Give your loved one or yourself the love of the outdoors while supporting the podcast with the super popular Love design featuring Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Every item in the merch store was thoughtfully selected to create quality products using eco-friendly materials. Get ready for your next adventure with long sleeve and slim fit tees, hoodies, beanies, and insulated water bottles and mugs. Your purchase will support the podcast, enabling me to produce more adventure-packed episodes. Shop now by clicking on Virginia Outdoor Adventures merch store in the show notes of your listening app. Now, Diego, you were mentioning that these programs are held all around the state. Are they at every park? Are they at select parks? How do people find out where the programs are being held?
You could find out where most of these programs are going to be if you go on our website, on the DCR website or Virginia State Parks website. You can type in Let's Go Adventures in the search box on the top, and it'll give you a list of all of the programs, where they're going to be held, registrations, all that fun information that you're going to need.
You mentioned that some programs required registration. Is registration required for all of them? Is there a fee for, well, you said there was a fee for kayaking, but do any of the other ones require a fee?
No. So Let's Go Kayaking is the only program with a fee, and it's $15 a person. All the other programs are free. There are like more than half of them require registration. Basically all of the ones with specialized equipment. That's why we have to have registration, because we just don't have unlimited amounts of equipment. But that is all going to be on the webpage that Diego was talking about. So like he said, you can just search for it on the DCR Virginia State Parks website. It's dcr.virginia.gov/state-parks/let's-go-adventures. We can have up to 10 participants for those programs that require registration. So some of those are, you know, a little bit small. And so I would, if you're interested, if you're really interested in a program, especially if it's a state park close to you, go ahead and register earlier rather than later.
I think small programs are better though, because then it's more like one-on-one instruction or smaller group instruction. You get more attention.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really good ratio. Pretty much all of our programs, you'll get Diego and I. And so you'll get two instructors. You'll get lots of one-on-one attention if there's any troubleshooting that needs to happen, or if you just want to chat more or have more questions. Yeah, we're here for you.
Like if your fly keeps getting caught on a branch and you need somebody to go get it off for you and retie it while you're in the water.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. And that's the best thing about it. I always humble myself in front of everybody. Let them know that, yes, I may be teaching y'all, but I also am human and I will also get stuck in the branches.
Yes, it happens to all of us, even the experienced adventurers. How should somebody prepare for a Let's Go program? Like, do they need to bring specific things? What should they wear? What do folks need to know?
I would wear what you would wear if you were planning on being outdoors for a long period of time, which would consist of sunscreen, some bug spray, a hat maybe just for some extra protection from the sun. I would wear anything that is breathable, bring an extra jacket just in case if the weather gets a little wild. But definitely be comfortable. You don't need to go out of your way to buy anything crazy. Most of our gear we will provide you guys. The only thing, like Sarah had mentioned earlier, is of course when fly fishing, if the weather isn't so hot to where it would be miserable to be in the water, bring waders. But other than that, as long as you have some closed-toed shoes and you have all the necessities to keep you from being injured in regards to getting sunburned or anything like that. And water, bring water. Absolutely. Always have a lot of water. You'll be good to go.
I think we are going to land this plane, but I have a couple more questions for you before we close out here. Either of you have any memorable moments from your experience guiding during Let's Go Adventures?
Yes.
Other than fly fishing with me?
That was one of our more memorable. We just, Diego and I get the chance to lead so many different programs at so many different state parks. We have amazing jobs and these programs are really fun. But I would say a lot of just the things that I'm conjuring up are kind of along our journey from staying at different parks, because we end up camping or staying at cabins at a lot of these parks as we travel from park to park, and that leads to a lot of adventures. So a couple things that come to mind: we saw a bear moving through our campsite at Sky Meadow State Park when we were camping one night. Another night, we were camping at Seven Bends State Park, and we heard coyotes howling during a full moon. And then another time, we were camping at Caledon, and it was the middle of August, and it was really hot and super humid. There was a huge, a really heavy summer rainstorm. And then that ended, and we woke up surrounded by the calls of screech owls and barred owls. So, some pretty awesome experiences just getting to spend all this time in state parks.
I will tag on one last or one thing too is you forgot to mention all of the biting flies that we got to experience, which was so fun. We got to I definitely didn't learn from my own, and this is why I mentioned the bug spray, because we both were like, we got this. It's going to be a great time. And man, how fun was that, waking up with bugs? It was a good time. That's the outdoor experience, right? You got to live for it. You got to experience it just once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but tell me if I'm wrong. Bug spray does nothing against biting flies.
You know, that's what we learned. That's exactly what we
Okay, good.
learned.
It's not just me, because those things can be nasty in the spring when they get all riled up. They are on attack mode.
I think you just have to cover up. I guess that's the best strategy, is just cover every square inch of your skin.
Yeah, or just know when not to go. I mean, my home park is Mason Neck, and the flies are horrendous in the spring, and you just know. And like, when I pull up to the park and they start attacking my car, I just turn around and go home.
That's
I'm like,
wise.
not today. I'll come back another day.
My dead giveaway is this: if my hair poofs up with the humidity, I'm like, oh, there's going to be bugs everywhere too.
Yeah, but most everything is manageable, right?
Absolutely, it's a part of the experience.
What do you hope that the people who attend your programs will take away from the experience?
I really just, I me and Sarah both are probably on the same page. We just really want folks to gain some confidence in recreating in the outdoors, especially in our Virginia state parks, and gain some knowledge on how to recreate safely. That's our big two takeaways, is making sure folks can go leave our programs and feel confident enough to do it on their own and tag along with their friends or invite some others and try to share those experiences and make some memories based off of what they learned from our programs.
Absolutely. And I would also say I hope they get to make a connection with state parks, with the park that they're in, and hopefully they'll come back and do another one of our programs, or they're empowered enough to try that activity on their own that they just experienced.
Diego and Sarah, how can listeners connect with you?
The best way to do that is to go to our webpage, which we have already given a shout out, but it lists all the Let's Go programs for 2024, and it will continue to be updated as time goes on. And you can find all of the info there, like the details for each program at each state park, and you can also register for programs there.
I will put a link in the show notes to that webpage so anybody can click on it. Diego and Sarah, thank you so much for being guests on Virginia Outdoor Adventures. You are definitely going to see me at some of these programs in the future, because not only am I excited about this, but I'm realizing there are some skills that I need to brush up on, and I will be back.
We're really looking forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. And we're always on the same boat too. You can never stop learning.
That's right. Thanks so much. Adventure on. Links and resources from this episode are in the show notes of your listening app and on the website at virginiaoutdooradventures.com. If you enjoyed the show, help spread the word by sharing your favorite episode with friends or on social media. Leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts also helps new listeners discover the show. Get news and information about outdoor adventures close to home by signing up for my newsletter. Click on Newsletter Sign Up in your show notes or visit virginiaoutdooradventures.com. I love hearing from my listeners. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook or email me at jessica@virginiaoutdooradventures.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, adventure on.